Blog Talk Radio.
Speak your mind, express yourself. Speak your mind, express yourself. For this is Speak Free Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We are having some major technical difficulties. But we are on here now, and we are so excited to be here today. It is Friday, October the 21st. It's an amazing day. It's a great day to be in the presence of God, and we are so grateful for this time. Just like we do on every show, we pray. So let's go. Father, we honor you. We give your name glory. We thank you, God, for you are so good. We thank you, God, because you're mighty. We pray now, God, that you would be with us on this show. Let this be an amazing time today, Father. We pray that you would bless us, God, as we travel over the airways. God, thank you for the spirit of influence that you have given Brian and myself. God, let it be a great show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It has been an extremely eventful week between Brian and myself. It has been a very, very, very good week. And so we are just grateful for this opportunity. It's Freedom Friday. So y'all already know how it's going to go. Man, so before we go any further, man, they really made that girl put an apology post, man?
Man, I could not believe. I couldn't believe it.
I'm just kind of like floored. Like, y'all were that mad?
But, you know, the disheartening thing about it is, watch how many people, how many Christians still have something to say.
Absolutely.
Watch how many Christians still have something to say, still have something to rag her about or something. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. And that's sad.
Very it's sad. Absolutely terrible. It is absolutely horrible. But, I mean, unfortunately, I guess it's just the way the cookie crumbles, huh?
Right. You know, now she was very mature doing what she did, you know. Even though she wasn't wrong, she didn't think she was wrong. And I like how she spun it. I'm not going to apologize for what I said. I'm going to apologize for how you took it. Like, you know, that was very mature. I'm going to give you the satisfaction of watching me apologize, but I know that I didn't do anything wrong. That happens to be the funniest yet most pettiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
It's so true though, man. Like, people don't understand, man. And so I'm grateful to every person who is now delivered from the spirit of offense. We thank God for you in your life. Thank you so much that you have thought it enough in your Christian heart to let go of this horrible thing that I guess was so demeaning to you, and you didn't know how you were going to make it throughout the day. We didn't know how you were going to make it. Somebody did not have a message and was like, hey, thank God for liberty. Yeah, it's Freedom Friday here at Speak Free Radio Show. So anything goes. Get you some tissue because it's about to be a good 50-something minutes. You go and get you some tissue because it's Friday. Anything goes today. Like how some of your lifestyle is. Anything goes. So it's Freedom Friday here. Man, I was reading real quick. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but you know, it is what it is.
It's Freedom Friday.
I was on YouTube and I was watching this video, man, of this pastor who shot one of his members.
Oh my God!
Check this out. The pastor shot one of the members because the member came at the pastor with a brick.
Oh my God!
You're not ready for the twist. The twist is the pastor was sleeping with the member's wife.
Oh,
got her pregnant.
Oh my God!
And that was they were engaged to be married. Got her pregnant.
Did this happen?
Somehow the fiance still, but the fiance still died. Now I want to know where they do that at?
Is this church or the club? Like, what?
Yeah, like, that is terrible. Like, first of all, why are you shooting anybody? You're in the wrong. Like,
right.
I understand you can't
shoot
a brick.
But no, let's go to the root. Why are you sleeping with this man's wife?
Right. And you're his pastor.
Right.
So I was kind of confused. So I'm just like, so you couldn't shoot him in the leg and y'all hash things out later. You had to kill him.
No. He had
like,
to go for
like,
the jugular.
Pew, everybody going to die. Like, really?
Man.
Yeah, I was just like, whoa.
Then you really called
the crazy part.
Preaching from behind the
they
ball.
They have not pressed charges against the pastor.
Oh, wow.
They're calling it self-defense.
Really?
They are calling it self-defense.
That's interesting.
Ain't it interesting?
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting, man. It happened like 4 years ago. All right, anyway, listen, today
That's
is Freedom
stupid,
Friday. It was just intriguing.
I can understand you.
Trust, you know it ain't self-defense in this day and time, you know.
Oh, no.
And, not when we are target practice. It is not. It,
right.
It surely wouldn't be self-defense in this day and time. And hallelujah. Anyway, it's Freedom Friday. Anything goes today. We're talking about everything. We're catching up over the week. We're talking about what's going on next week. We're talking about what's going to be happening. And so we're just excited and even just grateful that you guys are even joining us, man. It's been an amazing time. Majority of our week has been pretty much dedicated to TC.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Which is a
death right,
that is
totally
still rocking the entire Christian world.
The entire Christian world. This video is coming out about him that I had no idea of, like, no earthly idea.
Really?
And I'm like, man, this is crazy. But, man, that goes to show you, you know, that he was very humbled in his craft. He was very humbled in the gift that he had to offer. You know what I mean? Now, a lot of people who have that same gift, you see them on YouTube every day. You see them on, you know, social media every day going live, doing their services, going live through their praise break. That wasn't TC. If you got a video of TC, then you got a video of him. He wasn't trying to, you know, publicize himself. He wasn't trying to make himself famous. He just did what he loved to do. You know what I mean? And that's a good character trait to have, if I must say so myself.
You think the Saints are going to pick it up?
Say what?
You think the Saints are going to pick that up?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You would hope so. You would definitely hope so. I mean, if you did anything to anybody like they said, I believe they would pick that up. I really believe they would. That's my prayer and my hope that they would. Because the kingdom deserves that. The kingdom deserves somebody as a general to be genuine, you know, to not be about themselves, but be about the business in which God called them to be about. Like, the kingdom deserves that. Somebody who wants to be saved, somebody who wants to be delivered, they deserve that.
Right.
They, you know, they deserve that opportunity to experience that. I knew it was something that I wanted to say, and because it's Freedom Friday, I'm going to say it.
Come on.
What is up with Ty Tribbett doing trap music? What is this new mess? Work it out. What? It happens to be deep. Now, this is my opinion. If you don't like it, fine. I don't care. Like I said.
Hold on. Time out. Time out, y'all. For the first time in Speak Free Radio history, The last time I said it, I was just being petty, but this is serious. For the first time in radio, Speak Free Radio history, Brian and I disagree. Brian, I actually like the song, yo.
What?
You know, hold on. In my defense, yeah, remember, I'm a Ty Trippin fanatic. So he could put out "The Sky Is Blue" with a tight riff, and I'm going to be like, yo, Ty's joint is killing. I'm a Ty fanatic. So, like, I love everything Ty
I love Ty Trippin.
Okay, go ahead. Give me your argument. Why you don't like it? Just you give me your argument. I'll give you mine.
I can't get with it. Now I'm open. I am open because his Fresh album had to grow on me. I did not like it at first. This just does not seem like Ty. It really seems like he went too hard. He tried too hard to think outside the box. I think he tried too hard. That's the reason I can't get with it. Now, granted, give me about a month and ask me again.
Well, to piggyback on what you said, I believe the Fresh album is a really – if the Fresh album is still available in store, like, don't buy the digital copy. Go get a hard copy of Fresh. Get home, put your drink on it, have a good night. It's great as a whole. I thought the project was terrible. Okay. Look, thought it was terrible. It's horrible. You want to get some extra dirt off the pot? Take the Fresh album, go for it. I thought it was terrible. Okay. But let me tell you why I like it. And when I say this, you might agree. I like it because I am big, and you know I am, and so are you. I am big on staying true to a genre.
Yeah.
So, for a prime example, for those of you who don't have my song called Your Love, it's an EDM song, which stands for electronic dance music. The point is to make you want to party.
Right.
That's why there's a bass solo, played by K-Bass, by the way, who is an amazing musician. That's why bass solo. And so it's like Jeremy didn't approach it like a church song because it's meant to party. It's meant to move. And so I said all that to say, to me, trap is a genre. People call it a style. It's a genre. There's so much trap music out here, it's a genre. To me. Okay?
Right.
He took trap music, right? Don't get it twisted. Like, what you got, Kiara? I'm in my gold chain, rip it. Like, Kiara did gospel trap. That was nice. That was dope. It was nice, okay? What's the other joint? They say love them like I do. That's why I love them like I do. It's in trap. I don't know. I love God. Trap, right? Those are all trap attempts to me. To me, Ty went and got him a producer that went and got Little Bootsy Chains. I don't know these rappers' names. Whatever. Just if your name is Lil, you're going viral, okay? And so, So one of these Little Bootsy Chain boys then came and helped him. To me, it's so authentic. You can't deny that joint.
Now, granted,
I think that's why I like it.
Maybe
I
think I just dislike the genre.
I think let me not set the problem. I think the thing is, Brian, is you like music. This is not music.
This is not musical.
Yeah, this is not musical.
And that's what Ty brings.
Right. This isn't musical. This works well because as anointed as Ty is, he puts on a great show.
Right.
When you leave Ty's show, doesn't matter if you were under the power of God, you've been entertained. He's a great entertainer. Now, Ty got oil. Don't get it twisted. But he puts
Absolutely.
On a great show. And so this song is dope. He's young. Actually, no, believe it or not, y'all, Ty's in his 40s. Ty is still relevant.
Young anymore.
You know what I'm saying? He's still relevant. He can still jump around. And he can still move. He's still got energy. All of that stuff. And so this is dope because right now this is relevant. trap is relevant. And so I think it's dope because he pretty much landed it. All the other joints was like, okay, this is cute. Nah, homie went all the way trap. And so that's why I like it, because
he
stayed true. Oh, yeah, no.
And I was just like, really? Like, this is Ty Trippett? Like, what? I couldn't get with it. Like I said, give me about a month. I'm going to play it a few more times. I might change my mind. I might change my mind. But I just thought he went way left.
It is a little left. It is.
Yeah, I thought he went way left with that one. But, you know, you have people who are going to, but you have people, you know what I'm saying, like yourself, who are, like, stone-cold Ty Trippett fans. Like you said, he could put out Mary Had a Little Lamb, and because it's him, it's like it's the best thing walking. So, yeah, he's still going to get support. People going to buy it just because his name is on it and just because they love him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's definitely a good thing to know, or a good thing to have people in your corner, not necessarily just because of what you do, because who you are. Because it may not, you know what I'm saying, it may not be all about, well, this is a little different for me. However, I know people are still going to love it because of who I am.
Right. So just kind of just to kind of let you guys know, if you go see Ty Trippett now, the things have definitely changed. Things have definitely changed, and so
yeah,
things have definitely changed. So
definitely,
yeah, sound and everything. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, if you guys like, you know, go check it out. It's on iTunes now. You know, go check it out. He put it on Spotify. So iTunes Music. Go check it out. This is definitely amazing. It's a cool little joint. Also, while you guys are checking it out, November 7th, if you're not doing anything, go on over to iTunes. And, oh, man, Brian, I owe you that information.
Yes, you do. You do owe me that information.
I got you. November the 7th, y'all, I got a single coming out called Judah Praise. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
We're going to blast that joint everywhere.
It's going to be, y'all,
everywhere.
It's going to be really, really dope. And then on December the 2nd, a little less than 30 days after that, I'm doing a live recording, and that's going to be amazing. Well, I would love for you guys to be a part of that. So it's a live DVD recording.
And if you're not doing anything on December 3rd,
come on December
3rd. My big bro Patrick Riddick is doing his live recording.
Oh, yes, I will be at Patrick's recording the next day. I sure will.
Yes.
Who's playing that record?
We will be in the building.
Who's playing it, do you know?
I believe JL Brandon, Spratt.
Oh, Richmond Homies.
Yes.
Okay, the Richmond All-Star Band.
The All-Stars. So it's gonna be definitely something you don't want to miss. Patrick Riddick and Divine Worship have been doing it for years. I mean, hitting strong for years. You don't want to miss this. Definitely don't want to miss this. Man, we got a lot of stuff coming up, man. Definitely got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
Yep.
Oh, then if you're not doing that, then on December 4th, that Sunday, you're not doing nothing, at 10 o'clock, at 10 a.m. and at 11 a.m., your church is having morning service. Make sure you be at church.
Absolutely.
You know, don't let Kimmy say he went to a concert. Say he went to a concert on the weekend. Now, all of a sudden, don't go to church on Sunday morning. Well, where'd they do that at?
They didn't got their church fixed. They didn't got their church fixed. They feel like they're good.
I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this, but I guess I will. Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this, but I think I will mention it.
Might as well.
I'm watching a live video.
Okay.
And Dr. Belinda Bynum is live right now. And she's talking, she's making some great, no, seriously, she's making some great points, and she's preaching, she's teaching an amazing message. She has to be, 3,000 people are on it.
Wow.
Here's the problem I have, Brian. The problem is that the background looks like she's at a Motel 6. Now, I need somebody to help me. Because, okay, no, never mind. Best Western. I just feel like you just shouldn't go live certain places.
Certain places, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, why are you live in the bathroom? Nobody want to see all that, man.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to give him like a clarion.
And musicians do that, too.
Oh,
musicians,
man.
Do that, too. If you're going to set up so we can watch you play, please, if you're a man, do not set the camera between your legs and point it up. Nobody wants to see that.
Bye, Brian.
That.
Hang up.
Nobody wants to see that.
That angle. Right.
Right. Like.
Not if you know your boy is going to be on there like, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Thanks. Like, thanks, man.
Right. Right. That's crazy. That is absolutely insane.
Hey, real quick, is a short preacher allowed to say I'm not going to be long?
For this is free radio.
Like, I'm not going to be before you long. I would hope not. I wouldn't think so. Right, like.
That is dumb.
I'm not going to be before you long. I mean, okay.
Obviously.
Thanks for the reminder.
Obviously.
Appreciate the reminder.
5 foot tall. Oh, man.
I don't know why this just came to my spirit. Real quick for the musicians, if you can't play in that key and they're hooping, stop trying to slide them to the next key. If your pastor's preaching an F and you're only good at F sharp, you're like, say it, buh. Like, no. Don't do that. Don't. Stop all this slide.
So, Corey, I just got a message. Somebody said, Brian, can I call in today and get the $50 from yesterday?
No. Somebody else asked me that earlier, but I didn't even address it.
Speaking of calling in, and we may start it today, we may not start today. We had talked about a few weeks ago, doing something very special for all of our small business owners. It's something that's going around. A lot of people are grabbing hold to, you know, their dreams and their aspirations and really branching out and starting businesses. I, for one, am a business owner, so I wanted to do something special for all of my fellow business owners. You know, call in. Explain to us what your business is, what the audience you're targeting, things of that nature. We want to really, really, really be a blessing to you guys. If nothing else, by way of publicity, you know. So we're gonna be doing that very, very soon. Be on the lookout for that.
I mean, since you know, I started talking about it, what kind of business do you have, Brian?
Okay, so I am the founder and CEO of B-Shaw Music Entertainment. What I do is I am a musician consultant and outsourcer. So clients will call me, whether it be churches, event planners, things of that nature. You'll call me or you'll hit me up and request a musician. What I'll do is on my end, I will work as an outsourcer. I'll have musicians come. I'll have musicians play. I'll provide you musicians. Pretty much what I do is I take the finding work out of your hands, because my thought is always, I know people that you may not know. So let me reach the people that I know as well as you know, so we can kind of make this thing happen. I had the idea because a lot of people were hitting me up, man. Hey, man, do you know a drummer? Do you know a keyboard player? Do you know, a bass player that can play for me or play for this church? And I'm thinking, well, man, I got, you know, I play quite often. I have my gigs. I have my constant work. Let me help somebody. So musicians out there, if you're looking for a place to play, if you're looking for work, you just can't seem to land a gig, let me know, and we'll work on it. As a business, we offer lessons, keyboard, bass, drums, guitar. We're working on a horn line to teach lessons. Also, we do workshops, praise and worship workshops, choir workshops, musician seminars, things of that nature. Pretty much, we just want to advance the kingdom. So if you know of any churches out there who need musicians, churches who need sound people, churches who need graphic designers, I outsource all of that. You know what I mean? That's pretty much what I do.
Company is...
Wow. You know, it's crazy because I thought you were going to say something else. You just can't land a gig. I was going to be like, yeah, practice. But you was like, call me. I'm like, oh, man. You didn't say it. Boo.
Man, I'm telling
you.
Hey, I
have a major question for you.
Every day. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I'm sure. Serious question. How come the church vans are never clean? Like, you ever noticed?
You know what's funny? I'm noticing a lot of people now getting away from church vans.
Listen, the Saints have gone back to old school where they are driving to support their pastor. The Saints that actually have a pastor, those ones. But they're
actually
driving
to support. Or the ones
who actually support. Right. Yeah, so I've never understood why the church van is always dirty. Here's my second question. How can we never change the address to the new building? Why are we in a new place but our van got an old address?
I have a feeling you're talking about someone. I'm not going to partake.
Oh, now you are. Oh, the prop. Oh, the spidey senses didn't kick in, Red.
my spidey senses. The spidey senses tell me you're being petty.
God. Oh, God. Not me. Petty? Nah. Well, we got a caller. It's dangerous. We got a caller on Freedom Friday.
All
Cole,
right.
You are live on the air with Mickey and Crenshaw on Speak Free Radio Freedom Friday. Who are we talking to?
Prophet.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Who are we talking? Oh, never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to receive the mighty man of God. Brian, this is my boy Chauncey. He's actually he's the reason that Storford Experience hit Billboard. He played drums on it.
Drummer Chauncey. Gotcha,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, he is.
What's going on, man?
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so he actually plays keys as well. So what's going on, Chauncey? What you got for us today?
Well, first of all, Brian, I think I've met you before. I think you were at the shed. Corey, you did a shed a couple of years ago.
Yep, that was
like,
Brian.
The last day of the year.
Yep.
Yep.
Or the last Saturday.
Yep, that
year,
was me.
Something like that. So,
yep, that
yeah.
was me.
So, yeah. How y'all doing, gentlemen? Nice to hear y'all
good,
back
man.
On the radio.
I'm blessed of the Lord and highly favored in God. You know, see, sometimes in life when we go through certain situations and when we understand the cataclysmic confusion of God, we oftentimes take the juxtaposition of life and opposition. We put it together and we come to the resolution that God is still God. There's not very many people in this day and time that can say that God is still God. But there are
For this is Speak Free Radio.
So, Corey, I went and heard Jamal Brown please go
to There's about 16 people in this room today. You know that God is on your side. Woo! I feel like preaching today. Grab a thousand people. Do you know how long that's going to take? This is a storefront church. It's six. This church seats 100. We got seven committed members. You talking about grabbing? Hey, have y'all seen that picture, Chauncey? I'm gonna let you ask your question in a second, Chauncey. That picture has completely sent me out of here. It's a picture of like five people, and it'd be like, I believe that there's a $10,000 seat offering in this room today. It is 20 of us. Why are we doing seed offerings on Sunday morning? No, give your offering and let's go home. Chauncey, what would you say? You said you listened to what?
They got to make budget.
Hey, listen, somebody got to pay this rent. But Chauncey, you said you was listening to what? I'm sorry.
No, you went into your Jamal Bryant, and I heard Jamal Bryant on Tuesday, so I didn't need to hear.
Oh,
you know, he had to preach in Virginia, and we had to play, you know. So I can only take him one time a year.
Oh no.
And that was that time. So
I don't think this show is going to be available for playback. So if you're listening now, just take it on this. Chauncey's trying to get us shut down.
Yeah, I don't pay the bills. Well, I left, so, you know, I was blessed to be with Charles Butler and Trinity, and, you know, they got the thing in the blood, and, you know, Josh Copeland is another animal.
Oh, yeah.
When it gets on that song, and, you know, the praise that broke out, and Jamal Bryant got up there and just... like put the praise to sleep. So I left.
He said, and, y'all not gonna pay me $10,000 to watch y'all praise.
Exactly.
And surely anybody watch me praise for free, so let's move on.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's so hilarious.
Second question, y'all still giving away that $50?
Thank you for calling in, Chauncey. We appreciate you. We appreciate you listening to Speak Free Radio Show. Keep listening. Saints trying to get money.
But you missed your blessing yesterday.
There's only giveaways on Thursdays.
Got it. Well, y'all come out on December 2nd, I believe it is.
Oh, sweet. Where are you going to be at, bro?
I'll be playing drums at the live recording for
my
brother Corey.
Here we go.
So, yeah, I need to play.
Listen.
See, Chauncey, you made it. You
oh
arrived.
My God, no!
You,
Chauncey, hold on,
I didn't
Chauncey's
make it.
Prophesied.
I didn't get the phone call. You
know,
oh, I'm
no,
not.
No,
I'm
he
not
didn't
good
call
enough.
Me. I'm gonna show up with my sticks. I have no idea who he actually got to play, but I'm gonna show up, and I'm just gonna get on. So.
Well, Chauncey, let's start our own band, and I'm going to come in with a wireless, like Bird and White off Earth, Wind & Fire, and I'm going to come in, I'm going to play bass from the back.
I want to let y'all know that Marcus St. Julian is doing sound, so if y'all not at that sound check, y'all will not get in the house. I can assure you right now, y'all don't make sound check. Marcus going to make sure you are not heard in them speakers.
That's all right.
Here's the crazy part, y'all. The band for this recording is actually a secret. It will be revealed. We're not going live for any rehearsal. We're not taking pictures of any rehearsal. the band, and the singers for the night. You said what?
I said, who are you, Prince?
No, Prophet. And so when hey, that's going to be my stage name, yo, Prophet. Like, have you heard that new artist, Prophet? Gorilla. He is great. Like, what? Bro, what is a gorilla? What is a gorilla? What is a gorilla?
Some of these things walking around church.
Never listen, I would, I mean, Chauncey here now, he might as well stay. When did they stop putting an A in yes? Like, I don't understand. Where does the A in yes come from? Like, where does yes turn into yes?
The same
yes.
place O came from an and.
Well,
oh, no, why do singers...
The D on man.
But the singers don't say I, they say hi. First of all, no, the word is I. They don't say hi, like, I am God. No, I am God. Hi, it's like, say, how would y'all feel if I said worship? Like, how would y'all feel if I said that on Sunday morning? Somebody worship the Lord. Cool. Somebody worship the Lord. Like, yeah, how would y'all
feel like
Sunday morning?
I would feel like you're out of breath.
Yeah, like somebody worship God. He wants your worship.
Do you
like,
need an
oh,
inhaler?
Somebody get, man,
yeah.
somebody get him an inhaler.
Yeah, I'm just like, what? So, real quick, I know it's a little controversial, but I guess, you know, since he's here, we kind of made him our co-host for the day. Hey, Chauncey, what's your take on this whole Jasmine Sullivan thing, man?
Well, I didn't post. I actually didn't see it till like later that night because I was out when she posted it. So I just get on and I see a whole bunch of people, you know, just going on her. And so I had somebody send me the post and I read it. And, you know, at first glance, you can kind of take it and be like, yeah, that was very disrespectful. But for her to even put up an apology today, you know, just so saints can, just for, like, the satisfaction of other people, which she didn't have to do, I respect her for that. So, you know, I mean, I could care. You know, it is what it is.
I mean,
some people never be satisfied with even with
the
apology.
It shows the fact how she's connected, though, because I don't think a lot of artists would have done that.
No artist would have done that.
Wow.
But
no artist that I know.
You know, community. You know, when you get to, like, the Philly states and Philly, well, Pennsylvania and New York, really the East Coast stuff, you know, a lot of the artists are kind of easier to reach, I guess, as if you were, like, on the West Coast, you wouldn't be able to, you know, hear from anybody. But you're probably easier to get in touch with them on this side. And that was such an overwhelming response of, like, disapproval. She didn't really have a choice but to see what everybody said.
Oh, my God, Brian. The Lord just brought it back to my remembrance. And since we got Chauncey, he's a perfect candidate. I'm so sorry, y'all. With these 20 minutes that we have left, we're going to go ahead and kind of shift our focus and start talking about just because it's a song doesn't mean it needs to be sang. I want to say this first. Hey, church choirs, I need y'all to stop singing He Reigns by Vincent Bohannon. Let me tell you why. The Forevermore is actually in parts. It's not in unison. And so the problem I'm having is you can't shout, you can't dance, clap, and sing at the same time. You gotta do one or the other. And the problem I have with the song is people start shouting in the middle of the song, then they try to finish it. I just feel like if 40% of the choir starts dancing, we should just let the band take it.
Yeah, might as well.
That's
might as well.
Number two, just because it's a hot song doesn't mean your choir has to sing it.
That doesn't mean your choir can sing it.
I was just about to say that, Brian.
Like, I absolutely.
That's
why I
say goodbye to the stems
you.
Of that song. Go ahead.
I really don't like using this word, but I absolutely hate Tasha Cobbs Put a Praise on It. I cannot sing that song. If I hear a church senior choir sing that song one more time, I am going to scream. For one, it's not a choir song. Number two, you're 90. If you put too much of a praise on it, you might meet your maker. You might want to slow down.
All this is Speak Free Radio.
All right, if you're just not joining us, you are joining Corey and Chauncey. Brian is our special guest for today. really, Brian? If you're 90? Seriously, Brian? Seriously, Brian? 90? That's like, no. That's the first age that came to mind, 90. Okay, Brian. That's fine. It's not your fault, it's mine. It's my fault because I should have known there was going to be a catch 22 to the end of your statement. I should have muted your line. That was my bad. No, seriously, it's my fault. I won't let it happen again. Don't you worry. Believe that. I'm not going to let it happen again. Don't worry. Nope. It's fine. Can I say something that might sound a little arrogant, but it's honest?
Please do.
Okay. And Chauncey might chime in, but it's okay. Hey, musicians, I want to let you guys know something. Real quick. This is not me being arrogant. This is honestly me being honest. Okay? If I come to your church and you've heard one of my praise breaks, I am not moved if you play a line from a track that you've heard from me. Let me tell you why. Because as an honest person as I am, 7 to 8 times out of that, I heard that somewhere and interpreted it my own way. So one,
right,
it's not mine. That's number one. Number two, I just like having church. So if I'm at your church and you're playing, 3, 4, 5, and you look like, yeah, I got that from you. Well, I got that from the Culture Game Convention. Congratulate them, not me. Like, I have nothing to do with that. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I want to say this again because a few people have sent me videos. Hey, that He's Able chant is not meant to be sang every service, okay? I want y'all to stop singing that as if it was a song. It's not a song, y'all. It's a chant. And so that's my only requirement. Other than that, I'm done. I'm good. And stop playing all these Kojic praise breaks. I think I went over this a couple weeks ago, but I'm going to say it again. I want y'all to stop playing all these Kojic. There's nothing wrong with the drive. Is that okay? Am I all right?
That's a cuss word.
I like when preachers say that. Am I all right? Okay. Just checking. Ain't nothing wrong with a drive because you have to be able to play the power of a drive with the inspiration of a break. Like, play a drive. And, if you're dun-dun-dun-dun, like your drummer, like, and y'all can still drive, but the drummer can interpret it as a break. The Saints going to be like, oh, that's a nice shot. It's a drive. That's all it is. It's a drive. I didn't see people get the Holy Ghost off a drive.
Yep,
so ain't nothing wrong with a drive. Now, it's 2016, drummers. If you can't play the tracks yet, you're not saved. It's Freedom Friday.
Yeah. Now, in Corey's defense, everybody who's listening, and
here
I love my brother Corey.
Here we go.
He's actually lying. So all of those lines he did come up with, I was there when God dropped He's Able in His Spirit. I was there when God dropped the 3, 4, 5 in His Spirit. And I just remember we were about to leave. And Corey just out of nowhere just freezes. Like, he can move his top half of his body, but his legs just stop moving. And he just says, I feel God moving through my fingers right now. So he goes back to the organ, and he just plays C sharp, E flat. And
it was almost like we just had church all over again. Like Corey just, like it was God manifested in flesh, and in that moment.
Is
so,
he done?
Corey's line, he did come up with all of those lines. 3-4-5, 5-5-1, flat 7-4-1. That's all Corey. So,
do you see how the Saints will try to – Saints, listen. The guest is the one that's lying. I promise you. I can show you. Matter of fact, let me give you an example. Where were we at? 3024 Massachusetts Avenue. We was at Greater Tyson's Temple. And we had to pray for play for Pastor Lorta. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what I'm okay with. I'm okay with the little whole side snare situation. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with the little boy who hasn't paid attention to the entire service and he woke up for the praise. I'm not okay with that, okay? Not okay with that. Secondly, I'm not okay with it being a grown man who's living vicariously through the percussion thinking he's playing the drums. I'm not okay with that either. It legitimately needs to be the person who just says, we want to have church. Yeah, so.
Okay, before you tell the story, because I remember who was on percussion that day.
Oh, come on, don't do this. Please don't
I'm not going to call out no names. But
it's Freedom Friday.
Does he qualify as the little boy or the grown man? Because he has the size of a little boy, but the age of a grown man. So, what category does he fall under?
Chauncey, I'm going to say this, and I want you to listen to me good. Listen to me. You will never be able to call into this show when this show is over. We're going to screen your number every time it comes by. Oh, man. Oh, man. You bet your by golly wow. I'm never going to answer this phone whenever you call it.
I didn't drop no names. But we were there, and, just out of curiosity.
Now, here's
somebody
the thing.
Better let me know this when this broadcast is over.
I'm probably about to say a cuss word, but I'm okay.
Hilarious.
We church so hard without a track.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't cut the track on until like the end of service.
Literally, till after they dismissed.
Right when it was about to dismiss, we finally cut the track on. What is the point I'm trying to make, musician? You got to learn how to be able to move without that thing. Because what you going to do if you leave your charger at home one day? What happens?
You short.
Number one, the one thing my brother taught me, and we all know him. He's a brother to us all. The one thing that RC taught me was stop trying to designate a speed. Because
right.
What happens if they're like, cuck, 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 your track is, check, 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 you're about to kill a move of God. And so
Sometimes
you got to start playing. Like, I have Ableton. So they'll start dancing. I can tap in the tempo. 1, 2, 3. And it's like, it's moving, but if that's the speed that their feet is moving, we jump in with them. You don't create your own move. You don't create your own speed. I don't care how fast it is.
In saying that, can I just drop this little, just the little musician tip? Particularly drummers, if you're running the track and they already start the song or they already start the bump, please do not try to start the track in the middle of the song, because you're going to not only throw yourself off, but everybody's going to lose the rhythm and they're all going to look at you. And then you'll get fired after the gig and won't get called back.
Do you think that's true?
It's very, very true.
You will get fired, especially if I got something to do with it.
That's why, like, for me, I try to set up a track where the drummer can hear it on an isolated feed. So you can ask Chauncey, we're shouting, I turned it down in the house, I checked it. He was like, no, it's too slow. Checked it. He was like, a little too fast. I checked it. He was like, that's right. Communicate with your drummer. Your drummer ain't going to let you go down. I promise you.
Now, some of them might. You know some that might.
Oh, yeah. I know a few that might. I know a few that might. But, yeah, like, you know, it's especially in the middle of the bump. But I'm going to tell you what's the most embarrassing thing. When you try to start a track in a worship song and it's too fast, or if you start the track and the worship leader starts singing it like three times slower, hallelujah, man, I'd be like, okay, wait, you didn't hear, you didn't hear this track that's coming through all seven of these speakers in this house and the two on the stage, you probably didn't hear the track going, huh? That's cool, it's fine, no, go your own rhythm, it's fine.
Hey, real quick, churches, one amp is not enough for your church. One monitor is not enough for your church.
Unless you have seven members.
And we know some of those as well, but even still, one
is
not
enough. Yeah, you are not calling back into this show. I'm getting too many text messages right now. No.
I'm loving it. I am loving it.
But all jokes aside, you're telling the truth. It's not enough.
And since we're in the spirit of, what churches need and stuff, churches, if the toms are looking at him in the face, you need a new drum set.
I'm leaving.
You talking about that old James Cleveland setup?
The set where, like, the toms are, like, pointing at each other.
Yeah.
Like, he did it. No, he did it. Y'all both are wrong, and y'all need to be thrown out.
The old 1970 gospel album.
1969.
Yes.
Like, it's time out for that. You want to live stream and have a four-piece Ludwig kit from when my grandfather first joined the church, and a ride cymbal is the crash, and all the toms and the bass pedals, they sound like timbales. So, yeah. Churches, please invest in your equipment.
Corey, where'd you find this guy? Where did you find this guy? Whew. I'm losing it. But yeah, there's certain things that churches should stay away from. If you know you have 100 members, 90% of them are over the age of 75, you don't want to have a sound system in your church that's going to blow them out. Because then you're going to kill all your members.
Go there, yes.
If you have a church, right, if you have a church that's predominantly young, you don't want to kill them with all of your old, long, drawn-out hymns. Now, granted, I love me a hymn, but if you don't keep people interested in your ministry, you won't have one. I'm just saying. There has to be a balance. There has to be a level of. No, I'm not saying stray away from. I need to stop saying hate. I am really against people who don't talk about hymns. I think it's something that should be expressed. I think it's something that should be taught, not strayed away from. However, if that is the basis of your church and you don't teach where it came from, you have just lost your next generation. You have lost the future of your church because they don't understand what's going on. And they're not going to want to understand what's going on because they're bored.
Yeah.
Accommodate your house.
Accommodate but I think y'all talked about it a couple weeks ago about how sometimes you got to know the house Because sometimes, you know, those don't work everywhere. Like, I remember Corey saying, you're not going to get away with singing one of those at his church.
No, not at all.
Oh, quick side note, because you just said something about, like, balance. And I just thought, yeah, sound man, take that loud praise team mic out of my monitor, please.
I'm not even trying to be funny. We kill Salmon on this show. We give Salmon the business on this show.
Because it's just like, well, first of all, the Salmon is really the deacon who locks up the church after everybody leaves. We don't have enough sound people who actually know what they're touching.
Right. The Salmon is the bus driver, he's the trustee, he count the money,
the bus
he cut
driver,
the grass,
outside,
he changed all the lights.
Cigarette, yeah. Waiting for y'all to go to y'all next service.
Yes, absolutely. That is a sound man.
See, y'all are just like Christians, and I'm Jesus. I done left and came back, and y'all still doing the same thing y'all was doing before I left. That's why some of y'all gonna miss the rapture. Hey, Shema, I came to preach. Never mind. I can't. Never mind. Go ahead. I have a problem with a sound man who mixes the service like it's a session. I need you to set it and then go enjoy the service. Please stop. Please. Stop automating my keyboard. Why do you look down the entire praise and worship? It ain't that much on the board. Like, First of all, if it's digital, y'all should have a safe setting. Why are we mixing the service every time we come to church?
Oh, boy.
Y'all need a Sunday morning setting and a midweek setting. Most boards come with an availability of 100 scenes. Well, y'all don't need 100 mixes, so I don't understand what the problem is.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of,
for example, here at my thought,
musicians, just go ahead. This ain't my show. I'm gonna be quiet.
See, some of y'all need to be like Chauncey. That's humble. Some of y'all not. No, I'm sorry. That's humble. Some the H is silent. Not a lot of y'all not humble. Y'all not humble. You're not.
So
humble.
It is humble. It
Chauncey,
is.
I don't know.
I've still been confused all these years.
Chauncey, I don't know what it is. All I know is it's not arrogant. And the problem is you can't be humble, because if you're humble, then people are going to call you arrogant. And then if you're arrogant, people are going to call you egotistical. Like, I just don't understand what the problem is. Like, there's no, oh, man, bless you, man of God. He's arrogant. What? Wait, how?
Pronouncing the blessings of God over your life.
Listen, that's all I'm here. I'm just here to help. Those pre-K tongues. Yeah, that about Shata. Shata? What is a shata? What? Shata. Yeah, Salmon, learn your craft, please. Now, we understand if you're just one of the deacons, that's cool. But I'm about to say something to y'all that's going to strike a nerve in somebody, and I believe it. Here it is. Get ready for it. I have a problem with a sound man that does not know what he's doing. Then when you tell him what to do, he gets an attitude. Hold on here, George. Wait a minute, huh? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, back there, Turn my monitor up. It's too loud. First of all, you're mixing the service with headphones on. That's your first problem. I want you to go over there, and I want you to hold this offering plate, and I'm going to fix the soundboard, and then I'm going to go back up here and play this keyboard. Like, I just have a problem with that. How do you get angry with me and you don't know what you're doing?
And I'm trying to help.
And all I'm trying to do is help. That's all I'm trying to do. I got a little problem if the track is running through the house. I feel like the track should be balanced.
Right,
I'm not playing the track for it not to be heard. Now I don't need it like an Ames convention coming through every speaker maxed out. Yeah, I don't need that. Because if y'all pay attention to the Ames convention, they don't use headphones. Why?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about what? Not using headphones?
Like, yeah, like, I personally prefer ears.
Okay,
and
here's
also
my thing.
A monitor to be safe.
Let's use Chauncey for an example, because I'm not going to use myself. For example, Chauncey's preference is ears. But If I put enough speakers around Chauncey will lock into that track with no ears, no problem. Why? Because he has the metronome. He's locked. That's what you call locked. I think ears is a preference.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have is when the drummer has ears, but the track is still maxed out. Who are we maxing the track out for? Like, why is the track maxed out?
Right.
So, for me, I think it's based all in preference. I've gone plenty of places where we didn't use ears for the track because we put a speaker right there next to the drummer. Now, sometimes drummers just prefer ears because, you know, in ear. So it's more so like internal. It's like the track is almost like in your head. And so that's another thing I want to say.
If you have those in ears and you still get off the track, you're fine.
Oh, I'm about to touch on that. The second thing I want to say to you drummers is if you're running a track, I don't mind. It's not about, you know, anything. But listen, y'all, I mean, come on. It's $100. Go get you a pair of 215s. Go get you a pair of short 215s. They'll probably come out to about 102. That is considered
89.
In here.
They are on sale right
$89
now. $89 at
okay.
Chuck's.
$91, $92 at Chuck Levis Washington Music Center. Washington Music Center. Go online. Grab them. They are single drivers. You don't need dual drivers. You're not gigging. You're playing on Sunday morning. Okay? You don't play that often. Go get you some single drivers. It's $90. $90 right now. That's not a bad investment. I have a problem with drummers who be like, you got headphones? Yeah. And they pull out these iPhone earbuds. What are you going to do with that?
call a Uber because they're about to get fired.
You know, Chauncey, I really...
And you're
for
talking about the thing.
Speak Free Radio.
If you're just not joining
in the
Brian
spirit,
and my Brian and myself.
Help.
You were
Brian,
talking
about help.
Show. Like, you see this?
Y'all were off the air so long, I gotta catch up.
Brian, he didn't take over the show. I'm just
in the spirit of help.
Said, call your Uber.
You were talking about help a couple minutes ago, right?
Yes, we were talking about.
We were talking about help a couple minutes ago, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Little boy on the front row. No, I don't need help with playing for the service. I got it.
Okay.
I get paid to play the whole service. I got it.
He just want to fill the part.
He can fill a part. He can be a part of the seat that he's sitting in and let me play the service.
The Bible says,
or
suffer not the little children.
We would be suffering as grown adults if I let him help and play. He needs to go sit with his mama and let me play the service.
Corey, you got to be stopped. Woo! Yeah, he is another Marcus, yeah.
Oh, no, you can't talk to me about this subject because I'm okay with kicking the little kid in his face. Like, move. You're a distraction. Move. So, yeah, I'm mute on this subject because I completely agree. He'd be hitting the hi-hat like, stop, because he got his own sticks. And either he doesn't have his own sticks or that kid watches you. He gets smart and he'll go in your bag while you're playing. Like, what are you? Whose little boy is this? And they'd be like, DeMarcus, come here. He'd be getting it now. No. Come, no, you heard your mother.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt. Go over there.
Right.
Then you can't give him a pair of sticks because then all the little kids going to be like, Can I have some sticks? No. You cannot. No, you cannot.
Church try to have you leave your stuff and try to guilt you into leaving your stuff for free.
You know, I have so many. I've seen so many things happen. I've left my drums, you know, even at my home church, I've left them there before, just to come in the next week to see that there was some kid playing with pens and there's ink all over the toms. I feel a whole lot better if my drums are going to be destroyed, they're destroyed at my hands.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
I'm sure Chauncey has done this before. I don't know if Brian has. It's been plenty of days I've hit my hand on the hi-hat and there's blood all over my snare drum head. It's just kind of inevitable. Like, it's happened to me plenty of days. And so, I mean, P77 full of blood. There's nothing I could do about it. I mean, we're churching, sorry. Point is,
well, musicians are always talking about going for blood.
Yeah. Okay, you know.
That's not what they meant?
Brian. I don't know. And so
all you hear is back musicians, to, man, you went for blood, Doc.
Literally.
I left about two pints of it up there on the floor.
I think it's happened to the best of us. I mean, so all in all, if it's a song, does not mean y'all have to sing, Lord, you are good, you've been so good. If your drummer can't play 6/8 or if he can't play swing, guess y'all not singing that song. Hey,
and that song is actually,
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for bringing it to my spirit. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Can y'all stop swinging, He's Able? God came. I need y'all to stop swinging, He's Able. It's definitely a sin before God.
That's good, Reverend.
It's definitely a sin before God. It's definitely a sin before God.
They want to be unique, Corey.
You said what?
They want to be unique.
Hey, real quick, I want to tell you guys something. Unique and wrong. There are two different. It's a very thin line between unique and wrong. There's nothing wrong with you being special, but being incorrect.
There is a problem.
That's what's wrong with some of these churches walking in the spirit of error.
That's,
you know what
good.
I'm saying? Like, it's certain things that shouldn't be in praise breaks. Like, I am not a fan of this total praise break. I'm not a fan of that at all. Da, 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 you are the source of my strength. And I
That's
lift
a praise
my one. Hands in total praise to you. Ba, ba, da, 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 da. I sat there like, this is so cute.
That really happened?
I have a video to prove it. I can tag both of y'all in it as soon as we get off the show.
How do you like the
hymns
as well? Praise breaks.
I'm not a fan of hymns and praise breaks. Hymns were not meant for that. I'm old. So you can't really ask me that.
You don't think there's
really
some
good.
Exceptions?
Huh?
You don't think there's some exceptions?
It could be. See, I'm not a fan of the whole to God be the glory thing. That's very annoying to me. Especially the for
yeah,
all the things that blows me.
Yeah,
I'm not going to
hate
that.
I'm part.
Like, and so it is well to me sounds good. But see, I said this a couple of shows ago. I have a problem as a musician when I start playing. Just because I play it doesn't mean y'all have to sing it.
Right.
And so it is well is nice. It just depends how it probably depends how the drummer interprets it. But I've heard it done pretty nice via Cool JC. They did it really nice. And because, you know, Cool JC's speed is reasonable. Their speed.
Yeah. it's like right in the middle of Kojic and B-Dom.
Right. And so, because, like, even like us now, we shot at 156. That's perfect for me. Because y'all know, I can shout all day. So 156 is love.
Man, don't ever catch me in 156, because you're going to lose me.
Well, that's recording. I've let them know whether the record was 156 all night. I don't care how fast these babies dance, 156 all day. Simply because it's the perfect speed, especially if your track moves. And so,
right.
You know, we got a track. And so when you hear that dum 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 dum, when that guitar loop comes on at 156, man, you ready to kick somebody in the back of their neck.
Hey, it's quick question. Are we still making loops with GarageBand?
Hey, man.
Brian.
Hey.
Yeah.
Serious question. I mean, GarageBand, IMPC.
Don't do that. IMPC got me by for a season.
Let me tell you something. Y'all can hate on GarageBand all you want.
Here we go.
However, I got to Switzerland, and my Mac shut down. My charger had a short in it, so I could not charge my computer. The guy's computer that I used only had GarageBand. I did a whole thing, a whole festival for a whole week off of tracks on GarageBand. Don't hate.
What happened to your computer? Let's talk about that.
Man, it pretty much my I've had this Mac, man, since 2010. I've had it since 2010.
Bro, is this the Mac you got from Full Sail?
Absolutely.
Enough said. I was there.
Absolutely.
I was there when you opened it. I was there when you opened the box.
You were.
I think I did your first track on that computer.
You did.
It was a homework assignment. Now that I remember.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
if you're still making,
so my charger
shorted out. I understand. Yeah, I understand making track. Let me say this. Making tracks in GarageBand, you should probably stop. If you're just running GarageBand as a host, that's different. Because I know a musician that runs GarageBand as he just drops his tracks in there. He runs it as a host.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're saying if you're still using the pop kit for shakers and the indie kit for hand claps, you got to stop.
Man.
You got to quit.
That was it was so clutch, man. And the whole time I was making it, I was laughing. I was like, man, I have not used this in God knows how long.
You can use Logic. People are like, well, I can't afford Logic. I'm not even allowed to say this, and I'm going to say it anyway. If you go to YouTube.com, look up Download Logic X for free. There is a video that will give you the torrent. You ain't got to pay no money for it. Like, no excuses. In this day and time, it's enough people ripping enough people off that you can benefit. And I don't even know if that's stage or not. Either way, here we go.
From you.
Can you not on the air?
I was not supposed to get Ableton from you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, because I don't have it no more. Saints will start calling me and stuff like that, you know, and I got to start screening calls.
Oh,
but I got
I'm going
you.
Down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
On
and off air. Got
that's
it.
The other thing. Nothing against PC, but Mac is kind of the way right now, y'all. Mac is kind of the way. So, if you're still running the PC, God bless you, but Mac is kind of the way. The truth and the love. So, you know, Mac is definitely the way. Also, keyboard
Absolutely.
Players, let me give you a word of advice, keyboard players. Hey, I don't know if you guys know it. I'm talking from a drummer standpoint. Keyboard players, can y'all stop trying to run sounds and the track from your one computer? It's kind of annoying to the drummer. It's very unfortunate. because we don't know if we should pay attention to the EP2 off your MK. Yeah, because, you know, everybody's using that. We don't know if we should pay attention to the EP2 of your MK, or we should pay attention to the loop that's played in the background. You should probably start, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should probably get an interface that has multiple outs, or run the track or run sounds. Thanks.
Hey, can I add a part to that? I'm going to just
the level of your petty, Chauncey, because we don't
add a little, piece to that. Yeah, keyboard players, this is also from a drummer's perspective. Yeah, you don't need a whole bunch of different softwares and plugins. Like, you don't need an MK, you don't need a Nord, you don't need any of those sounds if you have Casio-level abilities. Why have
For this is Speak Free Radio.
Why have all of those, and
oh
it sounds
God.
Like my basic piano taking 4-year-old nephew is playing? For what?
Woo! Hallelujah! That's funny. That is so funny you say that, because
it's become
oh,
an epidemic.
Oh, not the cosine. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's becoming such an epidemic in the music world that it's about the gear that you have that defines your ability. Like,
no, you still got to be able to play.
I'm here. You have to be able to play. I'm looking at all of these bass players who are just starting off. I met a guy the other day. He was playing a 6-string vintage Ken Smith. Now, I was type jealous because I've been playing bass for 15 years, and I've been graced and blessed to travel the country, and I cannot afford a vintage Ken Smith. Those things are a used car. And I looked at him, and I said, man, how long have you been playing? He said, man, I just started last year. I said, oh, okay, well, this should be interesting. Man, now he's playing a 6-string, right? He plugged up and started playing boom, 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 boom. I said, oh, the cuss words that came out of my mouth. I was hot. I've never wanted to steal equipment from anybody before in my life. But I just felt that in that moment, he did not deserve a $4,000 bass for his $2 level playing ability. Like, come on, y'all got to do better than that. For all these musicians who come in these concerts with all this gear, you setting up your laptop, you setting up your interface, you setting up your MIDI boards, your this, your that, and you can only play in one key. You can't even multitask to play two boards. I'm sorry.
For this is Speak Free Radio.
Corey's a great example. I've seen Corey play like 4 boards at one time. He played the organ.
Yeah,
he played keyboard. He had the Phantom set up. He had a little 29-key controller. And he played the ukulele for Alter Call.
You know, here's
the crazy while
part.
Playing.
I want the Saints to know. I want all the Saints that are listening right now. I want you guys to know something. These two lie devils, because the thing is, I necessarily really don't play anywhere anymore outside of my church. So I don't play bass no more. I remember the last time I played drums for a service. I mean, Saints surely don't call me for that anymore.
Corey just played at Temple of Praise about a month or so ago.
That was in April before I left for South America. Two different things. That was May. It was May because I went in May. It doesn't matter. Here's the point. See, that was the last time I played drums. May. You see how long that's been? Chauncey probably played somewhere last night, if not this morning. I mean, Brian is a North Carolina bass player. So Brian is probably in South Carolina right now.
Tonight.
We don't even know it. See? You see what I mean? You see what I mean?
And I definitely did play somewhere last night and
this morning. See, I told y'all. Last night, I was sitting in my father's church tracking for this little live recording. Yeah, I got to do my own tracks.
Little live
recording. And the iTunes phenom. Every week, Corey's
listening to iTunes. Wait, that was new. How long you been holding that one, Brian?
Hey, what if everybody gets to the recording and there's no bump at all? How many people would leave mad?
Let me tell you something right now. I want to tell you guys something. And the young man told me I could talk about it. And I'm not going to tell you guys the whole story. All I'm going to tell y'all is there was a young man who's coming to the recording who has a testimony about how the day he was about to kill himself, he purchased the encouragement praise. That's all I'm going to say. So, for those of y'all who are coming to the recording, you should probably go ahead and put your church feet on, because it's going to be a little weird.
Well, I'm wearing sneakers.
I do want to say this to, like,
I'm going to say Chauncey might dance.
Those...
You never know. Y'all never know. Chauncey might dance that night.
Oh, Chauncey's going to have his sticks on the drums. So.
Oh, my.
Right. We're not
Chauncey's
going to
be that
we're
one person. That if he's not playing, Chauncey's going to grab a snare and completely destroy the audience mics. So we're going to have, like, no choice but to mix it in on the mix, because
yep.
The snare going to be so loud in the room.
Like, are you
pro? Yes. Like, bruh, what?
Are you pro Timbales?
Oh. Hey, real quick. Hey, drummers. Listen, this is a serious question. I mean, not a serious question. This is a serious statement. I want y'all to stop playing with marching band sticks. I don't know where y'all got this spirit from. That the marching sticks should play the heavier. Yeah, 5Bs and 3As. Stop all that. And I want you to stop it right now.
And God playing, is not like,
receiving any
arm,
of these rhythms.
Like,
none of those rhythms are to heaven. None of them. None of
you playing like Captain Caveman with all your arms.
Yeah,
that's a broken drum set at the end
of the
show.
Yeah, like, you know,
hey, Kobe, passing the ball.
Like, seriously, get out of here, man. You're like my Shaq voice.
That's Shaq.
Hey, Kobe, passing the ball.
Why do you sound just Michael?
Hey, I told Kobe, he passed to me. I passed to Paul Gasol. He shoots it. We win the game. We're the champions.
What? What?
Yeah, that's actually pretty
good. It's kind of accurate.
I'm very impressed.
I appreciate that, guy. But you know what? It's so funny because I was talking to Cameron last night, y'all, who is an amazing keyboard player. Absolutely amazing.
Amazing.
Oh yeah,
he's great. He's definitely anointed. That man has the Holy Ghost. We were talking last night, and I said to him, I said, Cameron, what if we don't bump at this recording? He was like, you're not going, Mickey. And I actually thought about it for a second, that it's so terrible that it's like praise is it terrible that praise is expected or anticipated?
That's where I was going. I was along those lines. Sometimes, like, you really gotta have like a nice little core group of guys, group of friends that's gonna pray you through, because I know there are days where you do not feel a praise in your spirit. There are days, like just physically alone, where,
and it's so crazy because I shout every day. But my prayer time is a whole lot longer than my praise time every day. And so I think I'm trying to show people that how to take the emotionalism out of praise. Because it's that, like, for prime example, with us, because with us, I'm learning that, and I tell people, I'm like, if you come to service with us, yes, praise is going to happen. But by the time you get ready to actually kick, we have driven every distraction out
absolutely.
Of the room.
Yes,
and
sir.
And so by that time, you get in it, it's like that's the only thing left to do.
Yep.
And so it's what I'm trying to learn how to is that, you know, people come for that, but for the craziest thing, I really like have a strong desire for worship. Because for praise and worship, praise songs are not my thing. I cannot lead a praise song to save my life. I can't. But if it's like You Are My Strength, songs like Wonder by Bethel, the anthem, like stuff like that, that's me all day. But I cannot lead fast. I can't lead fast song. I can't.
So if he does not do it now, don't.
That's a chant. But I will let you guys know who's listening. We will not be doing that chant at the recording. My chant season is over. Nope, sorry guys. My chant season is over. So I appreciate Charles, we appreciate you coming today for Freedom Friday. The last thing I want to endorse today is, Brian might speak against it, but I'm okay with it. Bass players, if you can afford it, there's a bass out right now called Bass Mods. It sounds like melted butter on pancakes. Go get you a Bass Mods and let heaven speak through your strings. You hear me?
Not only will I endorse that, I will add to that. Bass Mod is the way to go. I'm a Fender guy.
Yes,
I'm
Fender's
loving
killing,
my.
Though.
Fender is killing. I'm loving my Fender Elite. However,
like Fender on steroids.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. They're expensive. So I
don't even
suggest
like
you buy a bass mod.
or you buy a Marcus Miller Sire.
Uh-huh.
Very inexpensive with great quality sound.
Stock, though. Stock. All these bases are amazing.
Nothing new.
Stock.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so go get you
a base spend you about $600 to $700 on a Sire, and I'm telling
that's
you,
pretty good.
It's going to sound like heaven.
Base Mons.
It's going to sound like heaven
base.
In the room, I promise you.
Drummers.
That still
stop
sounds cool if you suck.
Drummer. Oh, my God. Drummers, stop buying B8s. I'm trying to get those off the market. So stop buying B8 cymbals. I don't care if they do have an Ozone. Stop buying B8 cymbals.
Yeah, can you stop buying some Savion altogether?
What? Have you lost your mind?
Wait
I'm not
a minute.
HHX is the way that, man, have you played the HHX Legacy, have you played the Evolution Legacy series?
That's literally the only ones that you can really play. Like, if they're not HHX, I don't really want to play them.
I mean, I'm not really a fan of it. I told the drummer for the recording that I don't really want to hear any AAXs. I like the Byzants, but they're just extremely
expensive.
Oh, you
won't. I'll have Zildjian's there.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually a Zildjian guy.
Say I
crossed
over.
I haven't played drums in about 3 years, though.
So. I crossed over from Zildjian when my A customs only started lasting me 6 months, and so.
Okay. Also, drummers, if I can buy the cymbal that you're playing on in music and arts, you need to not use it.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Hey, also, drummers, stop acting like can't nobody know where you got your equipment from. All I asked you is where'd you buy the cymbal? It's not that hard. Just say I got it from Guitar Center or my homie got it to me. Like, it's okay. You know, it's not that serious. And lastly, I don't know who else is going to chime in on this, but lastly, if you play, just listen, because you're endorsed by Soul Tone means absolutely nothing.
Oh, my God.
I was just about to say that. It don't mean nothing. They're really not even that great anyway, if you really ask me my own take. And Arborea, it's a large scam going on behind them. They are no longer here. So Arborea no longer left. But they were good symbols, though.
Yeah. Corey, your grandmother could get endorsed with Soul Tone.
All right, y'all, this is Courtney.
Speak your mind. Express yourself.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Speak your mind.
And this is the drummer that I'm live.
For this is Radio.
You are seriously never Lord, allowed to call into the show. Ever. ever.
Your grandmother, your pastor.
Ever.
That bus driver that smokes the cigarettes, they all can be sponsored.
No, no. Funny
thing. Why the bus driver
got
to be the bass player, though?
Right. And why he got to smoke?
On the bus.
Funny thing
on
is.
On the way to church.
The funny thing is, I've never played drums for any artist. Like, I played drums for church. However, I signed up to get Soul Tone, the gospel series, and they gave it to me. I don't play drums for nobody.
We will see you on Monday. Bye.
Later.